We all like birthdays. Did you know that? We all like birthdays. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. We all like birthdays. Now, birthdays are just a lot of fun. Birthdays are time when children get presents and when adults get presents and when all the world gets a present. And the present sometimes is a present of happiness, a present of a small gift, a little token of a reminder saying how wonderful you are, but always are presents. And, you know, birthdays being as wonderful as they are, do we know how to receive those presents? Oh, thank you, we say. And we take the present and we put it into our plethora of presents and we enjoy them and we put them away and then sometimes we think about them. But that's not the point. Birthdays are fun. And everyone who has a birthday is having a lot of fun. Today is a very special birthday on campus. The cheese, the big wheel, the Macho Macho, the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the COOF, and all these good terms go to the birthday girl today. And the birthday girl today is Ellen. And Ellen is 25. Now, isn't that a marvelous age to be in the position of all these responsibilities and opportunities and privileges? Yes. 25. Ellen likes to think of herself as 25, just like all the rest of us like to think of ourselves as 25. Not because we want to be young again, not because we want to be something other than what we are, but because at the age of 25, we are doing all sorts of fabulous things. We are doing unthinkable things. We are doing, having desires and thoughts and dreams that we never have at any other time of our life. Oh, we can say when I was 30, I was a little more mature and I was a little more proper in my body and everything else. But when I was 25, I was just sort of finding my body. My body was reaching out to feel for itself and to know itself. And that's good too. When I was 25, I didn't know exactly what my future was going to bring to me yet. And I was just being myself and having fun and filling my mind with knowledge and wisdom and learning and all sorts of good things. And I was just having a wonderful time. I was just a free spirit. And no one could tell me anything because I knew it already. And I really did. But I wasn't sure that I knew it. Although a few of my mentors told me, yes, you know it, 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 you know everything. Yes, you do. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. And that's the time to learn that wonderful awareness. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, if we are wise, we will give ourselves an opportunity to go through that experience again and see how we handle it this time. Now, how is Ellen going to handle being 25? She's never been this 25 before, because this 25, she has all sorts of understanding and wisdom. She has seen all sorts of television shows. She's seen all sorts of learning experiences. And she's paid attention to some and not paid attention to others. But what's she going to do? What is she going to do at this wonderful time in her life of being 25? Is she going to be the free spirit that 25 offers to us to think about? Is she going to be the open person, the generous, loving person, the person who finds smiles at every corner, who finds laughter everywhere she turns, that who looks at the flowers and the birds and the bees and finds everything beautiful, magnificent and wonderful? I think she is. In fact, that's the way she is all the time that I've known her. She's always finding beauty wherever she looks. She's always finding happiness wherever she looks. She's always finding joy wherever she looks. And that's why her life is so happy. Her life is so filled with joy. Her body is so filled with newness and youth and vitality. And whenever she feels a pain from over-exercising her muscles or something, she immediately says, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. And sometimes she'll connect her back for something, and she'll be lifting something heavier than she should. And she could say, oh, now my back's out of joint. Now my back, now my root is not. But not Ellen. What does she say? She says, I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. And she straightens herself up and straightens her arms out and lifts her head up and gets on the inversion device, and she just feels so wonderful. And she says, I'm whole and perfect. Now, if she were 60 or 80 or 100, and she'd have that knick in her back, she'd say, ah, old age, ah, I'm going to have to suffer. Now, all the rest of my life, I'm going to have to suffer because I got this out of joint. Well, how foolish, how foolish. Well, not for Ellen. Ellen is a person who is always 25. She is always young, vital, dynamic, and alive. She is always recognizing that there is no 50, 80, 60, 90, 100. There is no 25. Oh, 25? That's what I am. Okay. 25. We'll allow that. And 25, you're in the peak of your perfection of your human body. You're in the peak of your perfection of your divine body. You're in the peak of your perfection of your allness. And what a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to be. And isn't it interesting that Ellen is doing this all in her mind? For in fact, she's 25 plus a few minutes. She's not exactly 25. She's 25 plus an hour maybe. And she doesn't remember all the things that she experienced at other educational institutions or other training fields. She feels like she's starting out over again fresh, without any limitations, without any knowledge that said, well, we're part of the way there, we're understanding it a little better, we are knowing it a little better. And see, it's not that. Ellen is so unaware. She says, I know that I know that I know. And she knows. She is so unaware that she has tried it and failed before. She just tries it again as a brand new thing. And she doesn't fail because she doesn't think of herself as having done it and failed. She doesn't think of herself as having gone through the ages of 30 and the ages of 40 and the ages of 60 and the ages of 80 and the ages of 100. She doesn't think of herself doing that, even though she's done it many times. She doesn't think of it because when she says, this is my birthday, she's born new, born new. Born new to her body, born new to her mind, born new to her dreams, born new to her visions. And there's never a vision that's already been done and failed, or already been done and partly succeeded. There's never a vision of something that she would like to do or wish she could do or tried to do but didn't succeed. There's never any of those visions. She's 25. She is sparkling and alive. She's brand new to every possibility that could ever come down the pike. She is ready for everything, and everything is ready for her. But she is ready for everything as a success. She is ready for everything as a joy. She is ready for everything as a peace in her life. She is ready for everything as the most exciting adventure that could ever take place in the world. That's our Ellen. Oh, boy. And Ellen told me this morning when she came over to have me work with her on her dog and love everybody. She said she's gotten so many wonderful emails and so many wonderful notices on the internet from her friends and on the Facebook that people say, happy birthday, Ellen. Happy birthday, love. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Happy birthday. And they're maybe 25 years old themselves, or maybe 50 years old, or maybe 100 years old, but they all look at Ellen, and they know Ellen is 25. And they know Ellen is vital, dynamic, alive. They know Ellen is the essence of all purity and goodness. They know that. Because that's what happens when you have your 25th birthday. And I can only say to Ellen and to everyone else on earth, I wish you all a happy 25th birthday every year of your life. I wish you all a happy 25th birthday every year of your life, and every year of your life you live in your vital, dynamic, alive body. You are ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are whole and perfect. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are more wonderful than the world could ever dream. Join me in this. Ellen does. Sylvia does. Ingeborg does. I do. And Rex, he's just, what, 9 now? And what's he going to be? What's he going to be? He's going to be 25 in his birthday in December. And what's my son? My son, he's 25. Oh, what a wonderful 25 he is. And my sister, she's a super 25. And my wife, she's a super 25. And my grandson, he's a super 25. Everyone in my world, all of my family, all of my friends, all of my beloveds are 25. And you'll always be 25. You'll always be sparkling with life and dynamic and finding life exciting. And as long as you choose to remain on planet Earth, living in this dimension, you are living in your dynamic, vital, alive body, full of energy and power and enthusiasm, just like you are all the days of your life. And so it is for you, so it is for me, so it is for Little Love, so it is for all of our kittens, so it is for all in our family. Helen, have a happy, happy birthday. The first of as many as you want to have here on this planet Earth, all being 25, being vital, dynamic, alive. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.